This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
An American in Paris? What about a NASCAR in Le Mans? I'm David Brancaccio. The road race many English speakers know as Le Mans is running in the French town of Le Mans this weekend. It's the 100th anniversary of the 24-hour endurance classic, and there's an angle here that you might compare to a cocktail mixing Loire Valley wine and a can of Busch Light beer. See, it's also American NASCAR's 75th anniversary, and the French are letting an experimental Chevy Camaro in to see what happens. Automotive writer Jamie Kipman will be there. He's the New York bureau chief for Car and Driver magazine. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, David.
Folks associated with NASCAR are certainly excited. Who's this guy you talk to?
Well, it's actually John Doonan, who is the president of IMSA, the International Motorsports Association, which is actually owned by NASCAR. But he's pretty excited.
The passionate fans that are at Le Mans are going to see the American version of racing in NASCAR. The car is going to sound the part. It's going to look the part. And it's going to do pit stops just like NASCAR does with a old-fashioned jack and not air jacks like all the other cars, because we wanted to keep that NASCAR DNA. So those loyal fans there are going to get a taste of NASCAR.
Le Mans is actually celebrating its 100th anniversary, and how it started as a unique race was that it runs for 24 hours. So a car has really got to run for 24 hours. And for NASCAR racers, which traditionally run, you know, for a couple of hours at maximum speed, it's definitely something that required some adjustment.
Well, they've actually tried this once before, the NASCAR people coming over to France.
That's right. They ran in 1976. They ran pretty well. Their cars are very fast, but the two cars they ran then suffered from engine failure within the first 12 hours. There's been a lot of technical adjustments to the cars and the engines, and so they should be capable, according to their testing, of running all 24 hours.
So finishing the race is number one. Putting NASCAR on a global stage in front of a new audience is another huge goal. Showing all the auto manufacturers that compete at Le Mans how versatile the NASCAR Cup car is. Maybe, just maybe, by seeing this car and its capabilities on a global stage, another automaker might consider NASCAR as a place for competition and for marketing.
So a lot of business opportunity, possibly, if they pull this off.
Yeah, I think it really has to be seen in the context of the globalization of sport generally. Both of these sanctioning bodies, the people who do Le Mans and NASCAR, want to grow their audience.
All right. I know you're going over to Le Mans, France to work, but try to have some fun.
Vroom, vroom.
Jamie Kipman writes about all things automotive. He's New York bureau chief at Car and Driver magazine and writes for the British quarterly The Road Rat, among others. Jamie, always good to talk.
Thank you, David.
We're also looking into another business of sports story today, how that huge golf merger is really about Saudi Arabia diversifying its oil wealth. Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, if you missed that on the air today. If the widely held S&P 500 stock index goes up about 0.2% today, it'll get labeled a bull market, which suggests a proud raging bull. If this does happen, it will be a meeker sort of bull. That rally's been fueled in part by technology stocks, especially the promise of artificial intelligence. Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
President Biden has been working to push trade apprenticeships as one way to ease labor shortages. At the same time, California is trying to build its workforce by attracting women to the construction industry. But as KQED's Daisy Nguyen explains, trouble finding child care is keeping many of them from joining the trade.
Oh, they did real bad up there.
At a construction training center in the Bay Area, Tamara Hayward and 10 other women are hammering in a lumber yard. They're about to graduate from a pre-apprenticeship, which is like a boot camp for carpentry. But before they can finish and move on to a four-year apprenticeship, they have to show mastery of nailing a window frame.
It's like better now. We know how to do it, how to operate the hammer correctly.
For six grueling weeks, Hayward has been driving 90 miles from her home in Sacramento to the center. She would spend the day learning how to use tools and machinery safely and then drive back to work the night shift at an Amazon warehouse. Sometimes she delivers food for DoorDash to make ends meet. While she's away, she relies on family members to look after her three children.
So I've got someone different watching my kids every single day, and I'm struggling paycheck to paycheck right now.
California is awarding $25 million in grants to get more women into construction apprenticeships that can lead to high-paying careers in the trades. Someone like Hayward could go from earning $19 an hour at Amazon to as much as $54 an hour. But only 3.5% of people enrolled in these types of apprenticeships are women. Katie Hagen, the director of the California Department of Industrial Relations, says women in the industry always share the same challenge.
The top of the list was childcare.
Andrew Meredith agrees. He's the president of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. He says workers need flexible childcare tailored to their long hours and sometimes early starts.
And a lot of places aren't set up for that, and the ones that are extremely expensive.
The state grants will offer $10,000 in childcare stipends per apprentice. Tamara Hayward says that money will go a long way during her apprenticeship.
2 years of receiving aid. Childcare stipend will allow me to save 2 years of income that I would have taken away from my household for childcare.
She says she'll use that money to buy a house for herself and her kids. In Pleasanton, California, I'm Daisy Nguyen for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.